Tom, W2T. What you up to this morning?
We're watching the grass grow, looking at a stop sign, and they must be running a new main line or something over to this substation. Let me turn this radio off in the background. They got traffic blocked up a long ways here on 101, but it's no big deal. We're just going down to Lowe's, Rusty. How's your day?
Oh, still trying to get things going for this convention coming up in a couple of weeks. And working on stuff here, getting ready to start printing name badges for the people that are registered for the event and things like that. So, you know, just trying to see what's going from there.
Well, FYI, I heard last night from a friend that there was a large solar flare that may be heading our way in the next couple of days. I don't think the contesters are going to like that at all.
Be sure that they're not going to like that. And particularly with this being the big CQ Worldwide single sideband contest, they are definitely not going to like that.
Go on there and give a few contests just for kicks, but I don't run the contest, especially not sideband. But I did work sideband last night, and my uncle was in World War II in Saipan, Rusty, many years ago, and told me some stories about that. And I've worked it before, I think, but he's a guy from the United States, and kind of like that one the other night from the Philippines. But he doesn't do Logbook of the World, but I don't care. I was just happy to work him.
That's good. And I work some of those like that. I've worked Galapagos Island on another band, so it is a deal where I had a chance to work him on a different band, so I added another band to him. So anyway, I'm trying to reinstall a printer, and I'm trying to see why it's giving me all kinds of headaches right this minute. It's supposed to be printing a test page, but it's sitting over there flip-flopping around. I don't know what it's doing. So anyway, and I'll got to go out and pay a bill here in a little bit and run to Wally World, pick up a couple of items, and then, heck, I don't know what I'm going to do after that.
Well, there went the ambulance going the other way. Rusty, I worked from yesterday on 10, 12, 15, and 20. I've got carts from there with the big turtles and all, but I still do it. What I do anymore is for enjoyment, not for glory, because I just don't need that many. But they got a real good team down there, just like the couple of teams over there in Africa. Those guys are really good CW operators. Now, this guy from Saipan was running probably between 35 and 40 words a minute. I got to tell you, he was a booger now. I don't have a big beam or nothing and lots of static, but I copied him very clearly when he returned my call. Of course, you can recognize your call. And Bob did the same thing. And I think he said he'd worked it before, but I don't have a card in there, I don't think. I'd have to look through books of cards, so that ain't going to happen.
Galapagos Island before, so that was not new. And now I've got, because I worked them once in a contest and worked them another time for something else and all, so. Anyway, and now I'll have them with this last contact. I'll have them on four different bands. So, in fact, even on one of the things, I worked them in the 160-meter contest, CW contest, I worked them. So, anyway, I got them on there, and I got them on, I got them on 15, I got them on 17, and I got them, or 15, 17, and then I got them on another band, both on CW. So, that's I consider that a new deal on that, as it goes along.
This is Gerald TR Mobile. Sure, fine business. It's fun, whether you need them or not, just to work them. And the Galapagos team seems to be very proficient in their CW. And the signals have been strong. It's a shame there's going to be a solar flare if it comes this way. And that's what Jim KO4LAO was telling me last night, that he read on one of these atmospheric websites that he looks at. And so I have no doubt that it probably will. And they said it was a huge one. And usually, when they get those, they even move satellites to keep from getting them damaged. And they've even said that if it's strong enough, on some of those, it could actually mess up the power grid. But I haven't ever seen one do that yet, and I hope I never do.
That's for sure. And well, let me go. I've got a couple of things I got to do, and I got a phone call to make here in a minute, and I got to put together a document here that's going to be a very long document. So people are going to fuss at me about the size of it, but it's the minutes of the last meeting, and it's going to be about 25 pages because it includes all the attachments that were sent to me. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one. You and Bernice, be safe out there. N0TR, W2T.
Good morning, Rusty.
And you have a good day, too, Rusty, and thanks for riding along. This is N0TR, not far from Lowe's now, 73.